We typically like to be seen as smart. We like to have people think of us as wise. As Americans, we tend to value our self-reliance and our independence. After all, independence is what we are celebrating this weekend. Christ is our example of independence, in that he always followed God with his whole being, even when it costs him. Being truly free as a Christian can be summed up by the last few lines of our gospel today. Come to me, all you labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. I doubt many of us think of freedom when we hear the word yoke. This is not the yoke in our breakfast. This is the yoke of a beast of burden, the yoke that allows the horse or the mule to drag something behind it. So I doubt that conjures up the feeling of freedom for us. But the reality is that as humans, we are all going to carry something. It's inescapable. We're going to carry the burdens of this life, and they could be quite heavy. What Christ offers us today is a way out. We will still have to carry something. We cannot escape that. But Christ offers us his yoke. He offers us the cross. In our pride, we like to think of ourselves as smart and wise. We like to think of ourselves as able to do it all and carry our own burdens. But we can't go it alone. We need help. Sometimes if we try and carry stuff all by ourselves, we will get ourselves into trouble. We will look for release or comfort in other ways. And those other ways can get us into some trouble. We can make some bad decisions in our life because we're trying to carry it all by ourselves. We might have friends and family to help us along the way, but even they fall short in spite of all of their love and help because they too are carrying heavy burdens. The only one who we can really turn to help us with these burdens is Christ. Christ has already done it all for us. All we need to do is take up his yoke and humble ourselves and walk with him. The walk can lead us away from people. It can lead us away from things in our life or habits we enjoy, but know deep down inside that they are no good for us. Walking with Christ will lead us to true freedom, not the illusion of freedom that this world offers us. To be truly free is to live for God and God alone. Freedom is not found when we are able to do what we want, when we want, but instead found when we live for our Creator and live for our neighbor. It's for this purpose that we have been created. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Christ offers us a way out from under this world and all its burdens it places on our shoulders. Because when we try and do it all by ourselves, when we allow our pride to hold us down, our burdens will start to weigh us down. But when we take up the yoke of being devoted follower of Christ, those burdens will become lighter, because turning over our life to Christ means he carries it all for us. To be free means to be humble, because we no longer rely upon our own strength, but God's strength. That is freedom.